of the Mishnah, Ein Moitzin Zizun Gestoros L'Rishus Rabim. You have no right to have beams sticking out from your house going over the L'Rishus Rabim. So you have to cut it down. Omalei, but the person said back to Rav Ami, "Aye, what are you telling me? For Hamar Nami Islay, you also have a beam sticking out in front of your house. So why are you any better than me?" So he answered back, "Yes. Didi Lemavoyu Mapik. My beam is only sticking out to the Movi, to the alleyway, not to Rishus Rabim. It's like private property. And by me, Bnei Movi, Mochlin, Kaboi, the Bnei Movi will Michael. They let me do it, they don't mind. Everybody there knows I put it out, and they all gave me permission. That's why I have a right to do it. But the doch, but by you, or Gabi the doch, but by you, Rishus Rabim Afik. You have your beam sticking out into Rishus Rabim. If so, man Mochel Gaboch. Who's Michael for you? They can't give you permission. Most probably there will always be people that will not like it or disturb them. Therefore, you have to take away your beam. Rabbi Yanai Hevele Elon. He had a tree. It was growing in his chotzer, but the branches were going over into Rosh Hashanah. He had one tree. Hevele Yehu Gav was another man there. Hevele Nami Elon Hanoitel Rosh Hashanah. The second man also had a tree that the branches were going over into Rishus Rabim. Now also Bnei Rishus Rabim have become Akvilayu. The Bnei Rishus Rabim were complaining to the second man, "Listen, your tree, the branches that are hanging over to Rishus Rabim are bothering us. Get rid of it." So also they came to Rabbi Yana. They came in front of Rabbi Yana to complain, "Listen, this person's tree is bothering us." Omalei, so Rabbi Yana told them like this, like Rabbi Yana was afraid to answer because he himself also had a tree over the Rishus Rabim. He told them like this, "Listen, Zilidna, go away today, but the Sulamacha, come back tomorrow. Sulamacha, come back tomorrow." Balayla, that night, Shod the Kitsaya Lehudidi day, and that night he had cut down his tree. So Rabbi Yanai first took care of his own tree. Lamacha tomorrow, also Lekaimei, that person came in front of Rabbi Yanai. Omalei, Rabbi Yanai told him, "Zilkites, listen, go and cut down your tree." The people in the Rishus Rabim are complaining, or at least cut down the branches that are hanging over into the Rishus Rabim. You're bothering them. They have a right to complain. You have to take it away. You're disturbing them. Omalei, so the person said back to Rabbi Yanai, "Listen, but you also have a tree. The branches are hanging over to Rishus Rabim." Omalei, so Rabbi Yanai said to him, "Listen, Zilchazoy, listen, go look at my tree. E koitz didi, koitz didoch. If my tree is cut down your tree. If my tree is not cut down, then let's talk about that. You don't have to cut down yours." So the guy looked and saw his tree was cut down. Rabbi Yanai, so he cut down his own tree. Now the shiloh is mikara my sover, l'psayf my sover. Like how can Rabbi Yanai at the beginning, before this ma'aser, how come he let his tree, his branches go over into Rishus Rabim? Like if he held, you're not allowed to do it. Why did he first let it happen? So my answer is mikara sover. At the beginning, Rabbi Yanai thought, I'm doing something good for them. The fact that my branches are going over into Rishus Rabim. That they could sit in shade. People like to sit down in Rishus Rabim. It's sunny. So it's good to have a branches coming over to give you shade. So at the beginning, Rabbi Yanai thought it's good what I'm doing. I'm helping out the Bnei Rishus Rabim. But now, that he saw that the people from the Rabim, Bnei Rishus Rabim, were complaining about this person's tree, that his branches were hanging over the Rishus Rabim, so he saw now it's doing damage. If so, show the Kitzayu. Therefore, now Rabbi Yanai sent his cutters to cut down the tree. So Mar still asked, "Valei Malei, why didn't Rabbi Yanai answer him right away?" The Shaila came to Rabbi Yanai first. So first Rabbi Yanai said, "Go away, come back tomorrow," and he wanted to cut down his own tree first. Question is why? Mar's question, "Valei Malei, zil koitz didoch, vod ekos didi?" Why didn't he tell that person, "Listen, first you go cut down yours, and then I'll cut down mine"? So my answer, that's not right. Mishum the Rash Lakish, because we're Rash Lakish Darshans. The Yoma, the Pasuk in Svanya says, his Kaishishu va Kaishu. That means, Kishrit Atzmecha, first purify yourself like, the Yachaka Kishrit Acherim. And then you'll take care of purifying other people. In other words, you always have to take care of yourself first. So if you have something wrong, first be Misakin yourself, and then you'll be Misakin other people. Therefore, first he wanted to cut down his own tree before he gave the halacha, he gave the psak that person should also cut down his tree. Then the Mishnah says, if you want to have a beam sticking out into a Rishus Rabim, so what you have to do is you have to bring your house further into your Rishus, and then those amos outside your house that still belongs to you, and those amos you could stick out a beam. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Iboilu who? Konas, let's say first you move your house back 10 amos into your own reshus, v'loi hoitzi, and you did not stick out the beam though. Is mal sheyachsav yoitzi. What's going to be if later on you have a right to stick out your beam? Are you allowed to do it or not? Shbam says, Iboilu konas, v'terech sheloi, v'loi hoitzi yachsav zizin. That first you made your house further in your own chotzer, in order at that time you wanted to stick out beams in front of your chotzer, but you didn't get around to do it. So later on next year, are you still allowed to stick out your beams? Do we say the vitriol of Nevi'ah Rabbim? No, that since up until now you let Nevi'ah Rabbim use the property in front of your house. So it's like you gave it over to them. If so, you lost your rights to put out a beam. Or maybe no, even though you let them use it, but you always know it's still your reshus. And any time you want to stick out the beams, you're allowed to stick out your beams in front of your house because it's over your own possession. So that's the question. Yes, you're allowed to. The property is still yours. Even a year later, you're allowed to stick out your beams. Once you brought in, came in, and you did not put out your beams, but you let the Rishus Rab use that property, it's like you gave up the Rishus there, you can't get it back. You can't put out beams now. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yirmiyah Batach Lipa. Asav Lecho, I'll explain to you like this. I learned a little bit different. That Lehoitzi Kuliyam Le Pligi Demoitzi. Everybody agrees that if he wants to put out his beam now, he's allowed to. Lemaitzi, he first built his house inwards in his own property, he allowing himself a few amis outside in front of his house that belongs to him. So any times he wants to put out beams there, he's allowed to stick out beams. Ki pligu is the machlokes lahachzik solin l'mekayimam. That's the machlokes over here. If later on, two things. First of all, you decide later on not to stick out the beams, and therefore you would like to now extend your house. You want to stick out again your front dining room another 20 feet out. You want to use your property again. That was the shaila. Ki pligu lahachzik solin l'mekayimam. Could you now extend your house further out? And the Yipchitchum, Itma, learn just the opposite. Reb Yechina, no, Marein, Machzer. You're not allowed to extend your house anymore. For Shloka Shama Machzer, you're allowed to. What's the Slora? Reb Yechina, no, Marein, Machzer, can't extend your Rishus anymore. Why? Mishun Reb Yehuda. The Yom Reb Yehuda made Tsar any type of a path. Sheikh Zikur, by Rabbim, that the Rabbim started to use that path. Even though it's through Rishus HaYochid, even though it's through your property. But once the Rabbim started to use it for a path, they started to walk through there, is also the calculo. You're not allowed to take it back anymore. Here also, once these 10 amos in front of your house, you are not makbid at the beginning and you let the Bnei Rishus Rabbim walk through there. So if so, they made a path out of it. So lachar is, even though it's your property, you have no right to stop them. So now you're not allowed to extend your house further out. You can't take away their road. Resh lachar shama no machzer. You're allowed to return. You're allowed to extend your house. I'll tell you, Hani Mili, when do I say you can't take away that path? Hechad Leker Ravcha, when there's no space. Like if that's the only path I have to go through, you can't take away that road. But Hocha Iker Ravcha, here there's plenty of road. Like there's a whole Rishus Rabbim in front of you. It just happened to be at the beginning you were nice, and you didn't care that they came in front of your house. But now that you want your property back, it's not a problem you're taking away the Rishus from them. Like you're not taking away the Rishus. There's plenty of room in the Rishus Rabbim. Just they came into your Rishus, you have a right to get back your Rishus. Then the Mishnah says, Lakeach Chotzer. Let's say you bought a Chotzer, or Voz Dizin Gustarioys, and your house has now already beams sticking out, or porches sticking out over the Shus Rabbim, Harei Bechaskosai. That we say you're allowed to keep it there. The Chaskosai means most probably the Meicher also first moved in his house into his own property, and the beam is over his own Rishus. So if even the Lakeach does not know about this, and we say Tanina Lakeach, most probably since the Meicher did it, he did it Rishus. Omer Rav Huna, Nofla. Let's say the house falls down. Noflo, choizro b'noisa. You have a right to build it back again. Yeah. And the Shbam says it means loisi zizik v'atchilo. And if you bought a house that has its beams sticking out, and then the house caves down, you're allowed to build it up again and also put the beams back out again. Like it's bechas kos, it belongs to you. Meisri, I have a question. It says alocha ein misayodin. You're not allowed to be misayodin. Rashi says bias. Mishum Ovo Beis HaMikdash. Alf Yetzir HaChurban Beis HaMikdash. Zeich HaMikdash. You're supposed to act in your house. You're not supposed to build your house so nice. So now it'll be misided and it'll be put like lime. V'yei mechayor, you can't put, Tzuras Rashbam says, shetza b'tzid, you can't put imprints in the walls with the lime. V'yei mefayachin, Rashitzuras shamini tzivayinim, stam make nice drawings on the walls.
Yeah.
Bizman is there, it's after the churban, the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to do these things. What's going to be, loka chotzi, you bought a chotzi though, mitzuyedis, that has already the lime there, mechayoros has already the engravements there, mechayachet, that has already the nice pictures on it, as a raise of the cheskosoi, that you're allowed to keep it, must probably was done, the cheskosoi, it was done the heter. But no flaw, once the house caves down, ain't a chayzo bernoisoi, you're not allowed to rebuild it with these things. So who receive, even though first it was a cheskos, it was mutter, but once it falls down, you're not allowed to. Shabam says, Alma, kol binyan sheinu rishoy lasas batchilo, him hoye loy v'nofle ne chayzo boina. You're not allowed to do it over again. See, it's a question, how come these beans, if you're not allowed to stick it out, how come now you could put it over again? So Mura says, I'll tell you, Yisru Rishani, you can't bring a proof in this halacha. Here it's a nisim mishum churzeich lechurban the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to do these things to your house. Now she says, Yisru Rishani miyazeka. Now she now is sugi, it's not a shayla visa, it's only a shayla you being a mazik or not. So mazik, that's a shayla more or less, as din amamnis. So therefore here we say, since you have a chazoka, that the first one owned the reshut and it belonged to him, you're not doing any isa, you're not doing any mazik, it's muta. Tana Rabbanim, we learn like this. These halachas about zeich lechurban the Beis HaMikdash, Gemara and Shabbos, that lo yisa da adem es beisai. This is, and now let us put lime around your house. The iniru by cholav, you mix it up though with dirt, with sand, or tevin, or with straw, mutter. Then it's mutter. It's only pure white lime, that's too nice. If you do iruv by cholav, if you mix in some cement, harezer tachsid, viyasa, the opposite. If you put some sand inside the lime, so the lime, that only makes it better. Rashi Rashbam says, binyan chozik v'toy, that makes the stronger binyan. Mashkir ksas oser. You know, it's a little bit black, but so what? You're only making it better. It still has the yisra, putting this nice white lime. That's awesome. Tevin mutter. But if you add straw into it, that ruins it. There it's mutter. Tana Rabbonim. Kishe chorav habayis b'shniya. When the second Beis HaMikdash was chorav, rabu prushin b'yisroel, there were a lot of people that were perish, stopped eating. Shaloi lechol bosa, they did not want to eat meat anymore. They didn't want to drink wine anymore. They didn't feel it was right to eat meat or to drink wine. Is Nitzvalehem of Yeshua? Yeshua started to become close with them, started to talk with them. Omalehem, he said to them like this, Bini, how come you're not eating or drinking wine, eating meat? Omalehem, they said back, Necho Bosa, shall we eat meat now? That then they used to bring kabonos from meat. The Yachsha Vota, now we don't have any kabonos. Nishta Yain, should I drink wine now? Shemanaskan Agabi Amizbeach. Then they used to pour the wine Agabi Amizbeach. The Yachsha Vota, now we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So Alzech Lechurban, they didn't see it was right to drink wine. Omalev, so Yeshua said to them, Imkame so, Lechem Lanechel, don't eat any more bread. Shekva Botla Menachos. Menachos is made from flour. So don't eat bread anymore. So Mara says, Efsheva Peris. So they said, okay, we'll do a talk. We'll only eat pears. We won't eat fruit. We won't eat meat. We won't drink wine. We won't eat bread. We'll live on pears and fruits. So Yeshua said, no, listen. Pears are not, you can't eat fruits either. Shekva botlu bikurim. They don't bring bikurim anymore. Mizman based minish from the fruits, they used to bring bikurim. So he says, Efshu pears acherim. You know what? Enechanami, we'll stop eating the shibas haminim, and we'll only eat the other type of fruits. You only bring bikurim from the shibas haminim. The other fruits that are not shaykh and bikurim, those are the fruits that we'll only eat. All right, turn over. So far they were Purish, the only thing they wanted to eat was only different type of fruits. But Yeshua still said, listen, Mayim lo nishtev, so you can't drink any water either. Shekva boto nisach amayim, we don't have any more nisach amayim. On this Shoska they kept quiet. Now they saw that they can't do. So Omalehem, Yeshua said to them, Bini, boyu v'yoymalechem, shle lisabal kolika, I want to tell you now, you don't have to do this altogether. You don't have to make this gzeri altogether. Why? Because let's say like this. So the Saba Kolikya Yefsha, Shikva Nigzer Gzeira. Shabam says Shikva Nigzer Gzeira. Churbin. That looks like this. To say not to be misabel at all, that I can't tell you. Because there is an Indian to feel avelis over Yerushalayim. Lisabu yoisumidai, but to have avelis too much like you are doing now, yesha, that also you can't do. Shein grezum gzeiro la tzibur limkem rova tzibur chayon lamed bo. We can't make gzeiros over the tzibur unless rova the tzibur could hold with. So to make such gzeiros like you're doing, not to drink wine or not to eat meat, that's too much. To see the Pasuk says, v'meiratem norim with curse, will curse you, v'yoisiyatem koivim agoi kuloi. Mashmi, you have to put the gzeiro upon the whole nation. And that we can't do. So therefore, elo rather kachom rachomim. This is the way the chomim made the gzeiro, al zech lechurban the Beis HaMikdash. That sadodim as beisay besid, if you want to put lime over your house, or mishaya by davamuit, but you have to leave over one small portion of it. The kama, how much? Amar Rabbi Yosef, amal amal. An amal and amal, you have to leave over. That's the meaning some people have in the house, when they paint the house, they leave over one amal by an amal, that they do not paint, zecha le beis hamikdash. An amar of chizda, keneged pesach. This place that you leave blank, that you don't have it painted, that should be keneged pesach. As soon as you come into the house, right away, you should be nikkur to see the zeicha lechurban beis hamikdash. Oy sodim kol tzorchei sudi. You're allowed to make a big sudi if you want, or meshaya devamut. But leave over something. Don't eat something zecher, or don't have something zeicha lechurban. Nahi, what is it? A mapapa kisa de harsna, a good fish dish. Rashi's kara shomaychel dogim etugnu mishmona meselis. That leave over zecher lechurban. Oy siisha kol tachshiteo. She can make all type of makeup, or meshayeres devamut. Leave over something. Mai, what kind of jewelry should she leave over? Or Marav Bas Tzoda. Rashi's temple, Shogilas Lossed Shom Lahashra Sarum, used to shave off like the hair, the far hair, so that they shouldn't do. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Emeshkachechi Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak Lashon Lechichi. In other words, we should never forget Yerushalayim. Samar explains, Ma Roysim Chosi, what does it mean, Aroysim Chosi, Omer Rav Yitzchok, the Eifa Makla, that's ashes, Sheb Rosh Chasanim. That you're supposed to put ashes by the chasna on the forehead of the chasin. And the omelet of popular baya hechim, where do we put these ashes? The mokum tefillin. She put it on top of his head, the mokum he puts the tefillin. That should also be zechel churban beis hamikdash. Shneimer the pasuk says, losum lavoli tzion, losais lemper tacha sefer. We should put tacha sefer means though, but it should be, it means tacha per means tefillin, tacha sefer underneath the efer. Mashma the efer that we use for zechel beis hamikdash should be the mokum tefillin. And mechola mesabel al Yerushalayim, whoever taki is really mekayim this inyan of avelus over Yerushalayim, is zoyche v'royeh b'simchosoy. He'll be zoyche mitzvashem to see the binyan beis hamikdash hashlishi. Shneimer the pasuk says, simchu es Yerushalayim, be happy with Yerushalayim. Tani, we learned, Omer Rav Yishmael ben Elisha, meyoyim shechorav beis hamikdash, once the beis hamikdash was chorav, Dinu, really, it's a svara. Shenigzer alatzmenu, we should make a gzer upon ourselves, really. Shle lecho bosa, we shouldn't eat meat anymore. For the lishtos yain, really, we shouldn't drink wine anymore. So, because it's like we said before, we don't have the karbonis anymore, we don't have the yain anymore. Ela, the reason why the rabbonim did not make this gzera, ela engzer in gzer alatzibur, helim kem roiv tzibur chelam lamed bo. We don't make a gzer on the tzibur unless most people could withhold. And this is something that the tzibur can't withhold. Therefore, we didn't make the gzeira. But there is such an Indian, always remember Zeichel Yerushalayim. She always has something Zeichel Churban. Umiyoyim sheposhto Malchus Rosha. Once the Malchus Rosha came, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, shegoizus aleinu gzeiras rois. They made big gzeiras upon us for koshois. For about telesimenu Torah, they stopped us from learning Torah mitzvos. V'yemenachos son likonos lisvui haben. They don't let us have a svua ben. They don't let us make a bris. They don't let us make rashes mila. The yarmulan some say lishua ben. They don't let you make a pigeon aben. Is really dinu the svara should be shenigzal atzmenu shlalis isha, that we should not get married anymore. Olaholud bonim to have children, because we can't make a bris mila.